Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by an excellent panel here, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and Brian Lowe. We've finished our draft previews, and today is the day for the mock draft. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to start it off with the first round.
Only Andy's ready? Only Paul's ready?
I'm Paul. Thanks.
I'm ready.
You're Andy? You're both ready?
Great. I'm ready. I got my game face on. I'm thinking about my pick right now. I'm on the clock.
Well, you know what? You're the first one. So round one, 29th pick. Andy, what do you have for us?
Very easy. Daytone Jones, outside linebacker, defensive end type, depending on what the Patriots do, out of UCLA. I think he can do it all. Play the run. Play that left side of the defense opposite Chandler Jones so you can have the Jones bookend brothers.
I like the idea. I like the position. I think that's a good pick. I'm just going to go a little bit different. I'm going to go cornerback. I'd love to get Trufant here. I'm not sure he's going to be available. So I'm going to go DJ Hayden. 5'11", 6', you know, a little bit bigger for the position out of Houston. Had a real health scare, but that's behind him now. This guy, I think, is very athletic. I think he can give him some depth and eventually be a top-flight cornerback in that secondary.
Well, I'm sticking with the defense, and I'm going more position-wise, more with what Andy said, but more in the interior. Jesse Williams out of Alabama. I feel like the Patriots have really been trying to find some more reinforcements inside of the defensive line. We know the Nick Saban connection. They took an Alabama defensive player last year. Jesse Williams, interesting guy from Australia. That's my pick.
Well, not really the case here, but I think there's been a lot of emphasis on the wide receiver position. You wonder the last time the Patriots drafted a wide receiver in the first round?
When?
Pre-Belichick, 1996 with Terry Glenn. So, you know what? I'm going to give Desmond Trufant some love. I'm going with the cornerback, and I'm going to show the Pac-12 some love as well. Moving right along to the second round with the 59th pick. Andy, why don't you start us off?
Well, anyone who's been listening to PFW in Progress or the various Patriots.com media outlets knows I fell in love with Terrence Williams, wide receiver Baylor. You're right. A lot of talk about wide receivers. I'm not sure there's one worthy of taking in the first round. A lot of guys in the second. I think he's a guy, 97 catches last year, can get down the field. He's an outside target. A little bit cocky slash confident. I like that. A guy that I think will work with Tom Brady, and if Brady gives him a hard time, he might have the confidence to not go into a corner and cower and say, oh, Tom Brady yelled at me. I think Terrence Williams could add a spark to the outside of this offense.
I have a confession to make here with my pick. I love Andy's second-round pick, Terrence Williams. I think wide receiver makes a lot of sense here, and I think there's a lot of candidates. That's the one I wanted, so Andy took him, so I'm just going to go for a different position here. I'm going to go Florida State, Tank Carradine, or Cornelius, as I like to call him. Coming off a torn ACL, that's obviously the reason why there's a question mark with this guy, but I think the talent is there. You watch on tape, he comes off the edge. He is definitely an athletic presence up front. He could go a little bit later than this. He's kind of a wild card, as I said. I think he suffered the injury in November. Not sure exactly when he's going to be ready. He says he will. He has been here, by the way, in Foxborough for a visit. Tank Carradine.
Well, the Patriots have taken some second-round picks in the past, including last year with Tavon Wilson, that no one thought would go in the second round. I'm going in that direction. A.J. Klein, linebacker from Iowa State, a steady, consistent, dependable guy. He can defend the pass. This is not a pick that people have, and I know what you're about to say, Andy, in particular.
No, you don't.
Any comments? This is not a pick that too many people are going to have in the second round, but I think the Patriots look for those dependable guys, those steady guys. I think they could use a little bit of depth inside linebacker A.J. Klein.
So I just want to clarify.
Please.
Not a position of need for the Patriots. Not a player worthy of going in the second round. Not a good idea.
Where'd you have Tavon Wilson last year?
I did not, and it was not a great pick.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to be a great pick or not. I'm saying that's the kind of guy the Patriots are looking for. A.J. Klein.
What do you got,
Jesse? Want a lunch on it? If A.J. Klein goes in the second round, I'll buy you a lunch. Otherwise, you buy me a lunch. It's on the tape. Let's do it.
I'm going to find the most expensive place at Patriot Place.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stay a little conservative in the second round, and I think this is where they'll find their wide receiver, Justin Hunter out of Tennessee. I have to go with the SEC guys. He's one of the top five receivers in the SEC, and I think that he'd be a good pick here. Are y'all good with that?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
What else we got?
Let's move right along to the third round, the 91st pick. Andy, what you got for us?
Well, I've checked off my pass rusher, defensive end. I've checked off my wide receiver. One more position I think they need to get is a safety, an impact guy. And everybody's talked about needing that Rodney Harrison type. DJ Swearinger, South Carolina. I don't know if he'll still be there. I'm kind of hoping he slides to the third round, but he is a physical guy, a little bit of a headhunter. Actually had some suspensions in college for headhunting. Big hitter. If you're looking for a guy, you know, Devin McCourty, if he's your free safety, kind of a nice guy, coverage guy, impact guy next to him, DJ Swearinger.
Well, last year I liked a lot of the bad guys. I liked the guys with some character flaws, and Janoris Jenkins was one of them. They didn't take him, so I'm going to look for one of those guys this year. They definitely still need a wide receiver on my draft board because Andy stole mine in the second round. I'm going to go Derrick Rogers from Tennessee Tech. He started at Tennessee, so Jackie has your SEC connections, but unfortunately, he got thrown out of Tennessee. This is another bigger guy, outside receiver, about 6'3". You know, he can get down the field. I think he's that outside guy the Patriots have been lacking. Certainly, there's some question marks here with character, but you can't really deny the ability.
Well, I also have not yet checked off that wide receiver. I do think they're going to get a wide receiver at some point. I really don't think they're going to go for one in the first or second round. And the guy I'm looking at is Marcus Wheaton out of Oregon State. Reminded me a little bit of Deion Branch. A little bit bigger. I think he's a little bit faster. I think he can play inside. I think he can play outside. They're looking for the versatile guys. They're looking for the guys that can catch the ball, get open. Marcus Wheaton, he's a guy that stands out to me, and I think third round is the right spot for him.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of Andy and Brian Lowe. I'm also going to go for a safety, Sean Williams, because I think he is a dual threat. I think that they can use him a little bit as an inside linebacker as well. Very athletic and can be used to cover some of those slot receivers from the University of Georgia. All right, well, those are our final predictions. The draft is almost here, if you can believe it. So it's been fun working with you guys during this draft preview, but that will have to wrap it up for now. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.